A young man named Kurali Takas was a national hero from Hungary. In 1938, Takas became the Hungarian Army top pistol shooter in the world. He was expected to win the gold medal in the 1940 Olympic Games scheduled for Tokyo. And those expectations vanished one terrible day. Just months before the Olympics, while training with his army squad, a hand grenade exploded in Takas' right hand. And Takas' shooting hand was blown off. And he spent a month in the hospital, depressed at both the loss of his hand and the end of his Olympic dream. And at that point, most people would have quit. They would have probably spent the rest of their life feeling sorry for themselves. Most people would have given up, but not Takas. Takas was determined. He was persistent. He refused to let circumstances or other people keep him down. And Takas did the unthinkable. He picked himself up. He dusted himself off. And he decided to learn to shoot left-handed. You talk about stepping out of your comfort zone. Instead of focusing on what he didn't have, instead of giving up, he decided to focus on what he did have. And for months, Takas practiced by himself, and no one knew what he was doing. He didn't want anyone to discourage him from rekindling his Olympic dream. And in the spring of 1939, he showed up at the Hungarian National Pistol Shooting Championship. And other shooters approached Takas to give him condolences, to congratulate him on having the strength and the courage to come out and watch them shoot. And they were surprised when Takas said, "I didn't come to watch." He said, "I came to compete." And they were even more surprised when he won. In 1944, he qualified for the London Olympics at the age of 38. And he won the gold medal. He set a new world record in pistol shooting. And years later, he won the gold medal again in the 1952 Olympics. But people got caught up talking about the tragedy that had fallen upon him, saying, "How cruel can God be?" But not Takas. Instead, he stepped out of his comfort zone to convert his dream into reality. Brethren, he never gave up hope. And with all that happened to him, Takas could have said, "Why me, God? Why me?" He could have shut his life down. He could have settled in his comfort zone of self-pity, but he didn't. The title of my message today is Stepping Out of Your Comfort Zone. You know, every one of us have a place where we are most comfortable. Some because of circumstances like Takas, others because of convenience. I mean, we're comfortable with a certain temperature. We're comfortable if we are sitting in a certain seat. You could blindfold me and I could probably find most of you in this room because we are creatures of habit. We like certain areas, we like certain seats, and we do it every week because that is our comfort zone. There are certain people we feel most comfortable being around. It's just the way it is. But here's the rub. If we are the same Christians that we were 10 years ago, 10 months ago, 10 weeks ago, then we're not growing because we're not stepping out of our comfort zone. You know, Takas could have settled in his comfort zone of self-pity, but he would have never made it to the Olympics. And you know, throughout the Bible, God seems to specifically move people out of their comfort zones. Look at Abraham, Peter, and all the prophets, John, and of course Jonah. All of them were moved out of their comfort zone, and it was there they became most effective. Go with me, if you will, to the book of Acts, Acts 9. And we'll read about the disciple Ananias. And we'll see how God called him out of his comfort zone. Acts 9. Acts 9, and we'll begin reading in verse 10. Acts 9 and verse 10. Now, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas. For one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent days with the disciples at Damascus. And verse 20, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Brethren, Ananias knew of Saul's reputation. Saul was a person that Ananias didn't want to have an encounter with. And in fact, when God told him to go speak to Saul, Ananias tried to point out to God. He said, Saul has done a lot of bad things to the brethren. He said, Saul has power to bind those who call on your name. You talk about stepping out of your comfort zone. This man was commissioned by God to go talk to a man who could arrest him for talking about God. You know the story. Ananias answered the call. He stepped out of his comfort zone. Brethren, being in our comfort zone can lull us to sleep. And this can apply to our jobs, our families, the church. We need challenges. Without a challenge, we'll never know what we can accomplish. And when we aren't challenged, we become relaxed. And many great opportunities can slip away. God doesn't want us content in a comfort zone. Why? Because there is way too much work still yet to be done. He wants us obedient to his call. Listen, God might keep us in the same town for our entire life, but this doesn't mean he wants us to stay in a comfort zone. God might want you to talk to someone you would never approach on your own. He might want you to start something for him, something that you would never do on your own. He could ask you to move to another town or to take another job. And that's what scares people. Because God might ask us to do something that we don't feel comfortable doing. And this fear shows a complete lack of trust in God. And I'm not excluded. But you know, brethren, God is not out to make us miserable. He simply wants us to be obedient. God's call can make us uncomfortable because it might involve risk. It may even involve pain and exposure. But remember, His ways are higher than our ways. God will not give us more than we can handle. And there are times when we are around the wrong crowd, maybe in the wrong situation, in the wrong place, doing the wrong things, and we can feel very uncomfortable and out of place. And we become a little nervous. There's nothing wrong with becoming nervous. It just proves that we are interested in being comfortable. And it's easy to reach a place as individuals where we become satisfied with status quo. We structure our lives to a point that we can almost predict what's going to happen from one day to the next. And for many, this kind of stability provides a deep sense of security. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's when this type of comfortable living invades our spiritual life. This is when we get into trouble. It's okay to be satisfied with your life. I get that. It's when we become satisfied with our service to God. This is when we run into problems. Because God expects us to step up and to step out of our comfort zone. There's nothing wrong with being comfortable with your home or with your car or with your financial situation. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when we become complacent about our prayer life, satisfied with your spiritual progress. This is when you need to move out of your comfort zone. It's easy for individuals or a church to live in spiritual comfort zone. When attendance is up, tithes and offerings are good, we get tempted to take it easy. We stop praying as we should. We don't fellowship as we should. We're not as active as we should be. It's so easy to become satisfied with just the way things are. It's not broke, don't fix it. And the sad truth is, when a church or a church family becomes complacent, that church begins to fade away. Brethren, where is your comfort zone? Where is my comfort zone? Is it in the hands of man and all that man has to offer? Or is it in the hands of God? It's easy to get caught up in life. And as humans, we get to walk across some impossible situations in life when we have faith and trust in God and give God the glory. Stepping out of our comfort zone and putting our faith and trust in the hands of God, this is what it's all about. And I'm learning this myself each and every day. And you know, brethren, there are times that I've experienced, and I'm sure you have also, when it seems that God moves fast in our lives with some situations. And there are periods when God's promises seem to be delayed. And this is the tough part of life, because when God is silent, we feel like He's not there. Why is that? Because when God is involved, many of us have to go through a humbling process. And there are times we have to be broken. We have to come to the realization and knowledge that all of our trust and dependence must be in God. And you know something, brethren? During this process, you will think, man, I am at my lowest. I can't make it. I can't do this. And sometimes you just can't see God's hand in a situation. But He's there. I'll share another story with you. I found this story. The author is unknown. But it's about another man who thought he had everything. The best that money could buy. He was on top of the world, so to speak. He had fine automobiles, a huge home, trucks, motorcycles, boats. And he ate at the finest restaurants. And every night, this man would sit at his desk. And he would check his bank books. And later he would go to a vault hidden securely behind a fake wall, and he would count his jewelry and all the money that he had hidden there. This was his comfort zone. And according to the world, materialistically speaking, he had it all. And yet, things changed. Slowly over the years, the money dwindled, became almost non-existent. Two of his children got into trouble with the law. He had a couple of accidents. He made some bad investments. He had to pay child support payments and alimony. And finally, brethren, he was broke. God had to get his attention. God moved him from his comfort zone of worldly possessions. It was all gone. Finally, he turned to his church, and he went to church broken and defeated. He said, I had everything but the right thing. He said, I'm ready to do what I should have done over 40 years ago. He said, I'm ready to surrender my life to God and walk by faith. Sometimes, brethren, we have to be broken to get it. Every day, people place their faith and their trust in money and material things, and we hardly give it a second thought. I mean, sure, we have to make a living. I get that. We need certain things to live, but God must be first. God wants us to walk by faith and trust. Instead, we kick and we scream and we question God. And that's why God has to break us down sometimes. Move us out of our comfort zone to get our attention. Take Moses. When he was in Egypt, being raised by the Egyptians, you know the story, Moses had it all. But Moses eventually discovered that he was Hebrew. He discovered his true identity. You know the story. Go with me, if you will, to the book of Exodus. Exodus 2. Exodus 2, and we'll begin reading in verse 11. We're going to fast forward a little bit. Exodus 2 and verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Skip down to verse 15. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of the Midian, and he sat down by a well. Verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled a trough to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered the flock. Verse 18. When they came to rule their father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds and also drew enough water for us and watered the flock. So he said to his daughters, and where is he? What is it that you have left? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of their bondage. So God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Brethren, God saw and he knew that it was time. But he wanted a man to stand in the gap, to lead the children out of bondage. In Exodus 3, and let's continue in verse 1. Exodus 3 and verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will turn aside and see the great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now. Now here's where God is calling Moses out of his comfort zone. He says, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I, he says. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God encouraged Moses out of his comfort zone. He was with Moses. And look what he accomplished with God's help, of course. And that's where many of us fall short, because we're afraid to step out of our comfort zone. God wanted Moses to walk by faith and not fear as he went up against Pharaoh. And that's what God wants us to do. Moses, by faith, stepped out of his comfort zone to honor God's call. He stepped out on faith. Go with me to the book of Hebrews, please. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, and let's pick up in verse 24. Hebrews 11 and verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. And verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses chose God and his people over Pharaoh and his family. Moses was faced with the same choice that you and I face every day. Will we sell our souls to this world? Because it offers us prestige, money, power, and stuff. Will we? I mean, today we have a generation of people who have said yes to that proposition. They have accepted man's comfort zone. And it's easy to do. No one is excluded. Moses chose to give it up. It wasn't easy for Moses. He had it all. But he gave it all up. God gave Moses a huge task. Moses had to go before Pharaoh, who looked up to Moses. He vowed to make Moses the next king of Egypt. And Moses had to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Moses stepped out of his comfort zone. He let it all go. And this upset Pharaoh. So Moses was publicly identified as a Jew. And the Egyptians treated him as a slave and outcast. But Moses never wavered in his faith. He continued to lead God's people. Even with all of the setbacks and the naysayers, he continued on. And the day Israel was released from slavery, Moses had no clue what to expect when he left Egypt. What he did know is that he had a multitude of people following him, who were ready to be free from bondage. And he knew that God was with him. They had no luxuries, no Suburbans, no four-wheelers, no GPS systems, nothing. They journeyed in the desert for years, enduring trials and testings. And yet we murmur, and we have all of these luxuries. Brethren, God allows us to go through experiences to humble us. Moses had to learn a life of hardship so that he would be able to endure and to lead God's people. Moses was up in age when God called him. And everything that Moses experienced all occurred in the last 40 years of his life. It's never too late to step out of your comfort zone and to turn our life over to God. Moses gave up fame, fortune, power, and stuff. He gave up the right to be king and ruler over Egypt, to walk by faith. He gave it all up. I'm not saying that we should stop pursuing success. Change our lifestyles. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is when you walk with God, you will be challenged to step out of your comfort zone. Moses, without hesitation, put God first. He stepped out of his comfort zone. We learn that Moses turned his life over to God. Moses was obedient and he honored God's call. Sure, there will be times in our lives when we won't have a clue how things will turn out. But we have to trust that God will provide for us and protect us from our enemies. We learn that Moses was patient And he moved with God. And see, and when our circumstances don't change immediately or as quickly as we think they should, we try to change things ourselves. We too have to be patient. Because our circumstances might not change overnight. In fact, sometimes they get worse before getting better. We simply can't rush God. It's all about obedience. In closing, brethren, look at Moses. Moses had an incredible adventure with God in the last 40 years of his life. Moses led Israel out of bondage and into the desert on a journey that should have taken a few weeks. Instead, it took them over 40 years. Didn't happen overnight. Why did this journey take so long? Why is it that some of the things we attempt or want done take so long? Sometimes it takes a while to get through to us up here. Sometimes we have to go through a humbling process. Sometimes we have to be broken in order to get it. God has to get our attention. The children of Israel were very disobedient at times. And what they failed to realize, and maybe we do the same, but what they failed to realize is when they walked with God, they whipped every enemy that came against them. Every single one. Brethren, we must first seek the kingdom of God and allow God to lead us out of whatever holds us bondage. God wants us to stand up against the pharaohs in our life. God was certainly with Moses in Israel, and he will certainly be with us. If you decide to step out of your comfort zone and to walk by faith, you have to increase your prayer life and ask God to give you the strength and the direction that you need as you step out and allow the Holy Spirit to stir you to action. And like Moses, we have to step out of our comfort zone. Like Moses, we have to put our faith and our trust in the comforting hands of God. And like Moses, we may have to give up some worldly possessions. And like Moses, if we can give it up, if we can just give it up, we can have it all.